If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Let's get back to your hometown, Wakanda style. Stay with us, and we'll show you a village filled with small-town charm and wonderful lakeside restaurants. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
One of Wakanda's favorite places is Raul's Burrito Express, and Alex Strohmeyer is with us. Alex, that's your place, right?
Yes, that is. Hi, thanks for having us on.
Oh, thank you for joining us. I'm telling you what, nobody knows more about a community than the people who have a place that serves those people in the community. And do you do breakfast as well?
We do, all day.
Because I went on your website, and I'm like, there is nothing better than a breakfast burrito.
Oh, yes. And you know what? Our chilaquiles are amazing. They're one of our most ordered items, too. So all day.
Love it. So what are your hours?
So we are Monday through Sunday, 10 to 10, wow. All day, every day.
Wow. And where are you located in Wakanda?
Right off of 176. So we're at 112 East Liberty Street, right next to the Dairy Queen, across the Wakanda Pharmacy. So right off of Main Street.
And how's business these days?
Pretty good. We can't complain. You know, we have a good community, and a lot of people have been coming to us for a long time. So I can't complain on that one.
Yeah, I read a little bit about your history, and is it okay if we talk about it a little bit? And
yeah, of course. We're open.
So Raul's Burrito Express. Raul is your dad's name, right?
Correct.
And it's his recipes you're using.
Correct.
And your dad was murdered in a botched robbery when his place in McHenry was robbed. How many years ago?
I think lost count. It was 2001. So okay. I think we're about 21 to 22 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been quite a while. But yeah, it was a second, well, technically third location that he had. And unfortunately, we had that robbery there, and he was murdered at that location.
I am so sorry. So you came to Wakanda, and this is in his name and a location that was familiar to your family, right?
Correct, yeah. So basically, my dad migrated here back when he was very young. And when he was here, you know, he started working at Chicago Cutlery, which is off of Bonner, pretty much grew up here, working around here. They didn't have cars, you know, so he had to keep his location close. And then when he finally saved enough money and working, he and a couple of his friends that he was partnered with opened up what is Burrito Express now. And then eventually he bought them out and then bought the whole location. So we are owners of the property now, and that's kind of how it started.
Wow. And it's his original recipes, and I know he was very young. He was in his 30s when he was murdered during that robbery.
Right.
At his place. Did that ever instill fear and make you think, oh my gosh, I don't know, maybe I should, you know, not have a place?
You know what? I think yes and no. I mean, is it scary? Absolutely. It kind of one of those things that you think of that it could happen to you. You never, you know, because it happened in our family, we know it's a possibility. It's not something that, you know, isn't real for us. But at the same time, you know, my mom always taught us you can't live with fear, and you got to strive forward. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. And when I got the opportunity to take the location over myself, I said, you know, why not? You know, we've been here for 31 years, and I didn't want to let that go.
Absolutely. So. Good for you. And I'm sure your dad is looking down on you and blessing you every day. And good for your mom instilling
that.
So what is the number one seller at Raul's Burrito Express?
Ooh, well, I mean, our tacos and burritos go like crazy. So I would go more for the protein. The Al Pastor is one of our best chosen meats here, as well as the steak. The birria, the quesadillas are amazing. So you really can't go wrong. We got a lot of different flavors here. So I always try to get a lot of our customers to try something new. So if I see them ordering the same thing, I'm like, try something else. And they usually always end up switching up. So.
And have you found Wakanda to be a warm, welcoming place?
You know what? Yes, I grew up here. So I grew up in Wakanda. I went to high school here. Clearly, my parents own the location here. It has always been a community that is, it's small but mighty. A lot of people here come in, and it's been, like I said, over 20 years that my dad passed, and they come in and go, wow, we still remember him like it was yesterday. Aww. And the sense of community that we have here is, I mean, it's, I don't know what other location I would choose if I ever wanted to open up another restaurant, where I would even go that has a community like this.
Oh my gosh, you're such a good spokesperson for Wakanda, and it's really nice to meet you. And I think everybody's hungry now. We're like, oh, okay, yeah. We gotta.
Well, so, it's dinner time and we're open, so
absolutely.
Swing on by.
Raul's Burrito Express. Thank you so much for joining us, Alex.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good day.
You too. Alex Strohmeyer, it's all about Wakanda today. It's our Your Hometown series. Newsroom temperature check coming up next. First, Gabe's got to check on weather and traffic.